from the things to be mentioned here is the issue of reciting Surat Yasin, on the dying person. And this surah is Surah 36, chapter 36 of the glorious Quran. This is based on the issue, or related to the issue, whether the hadith related to it is authentic or weak. And the hadith, اقرأوا على موتاكم سورة ياسين, recite upon your dead سورة ياسين. This hadith, the scholars differed in terms of its authenticity and also in terms of its meaning. Some of the scholars, رحمهم الله, may Allah's mercy be upon them, considered that this hadith is weak. And so, it is not legal to recite it, recite the surah 36 on the dying person. Others considered it to be hasan, good, of the grade good. And from those who went to this was Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and he said that it is recommended to be recited upon the dying person. This is in terms of the authenticity of the report. In terms of the meaning, also they differed. The scholars differed in terms of the meaning. What does it mean upon your dead, quote unquote? Does it mean the one who is dying in the course of death, or the one who already died? Those who said that this applies to the one who already died, they said this is like offering the reward of the recitation to the deceased. And the other opinion is that it is to be recited, that the meaning is to recite it over the person who is dying in the process of death, meaning before the soul is taken. And they argued that this makes the death of the person easier. Why? Because the surah reminds concerning very important matters of faith and the remembrance of paradise, and this may increase the dying person in the sense that it can increase him with tranquility and gives him hope in Allah the Most High. And this is closer, according to the correct opinion, this meaning is closer if we take by the hadith as being good. And even Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, considered that the recitation of the surah after the death of the person is an innovation, because he said then there is no benefit therein.